Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The Iowa Utilities Board has selected the Webster County Fairgrounds to host a public hearing on the Summit Carbon Solutions request for a permit to build a carbon pipeline. The order sets the place for the hearing, but the date has not been set. IUB staff are continuing to review the information submitted with a permit request. Webster County was chosen as the site for the hearing because it is in the middle of the proposed 681-mile pipeline. There was some discussion about using the Webster County Fairgrounds because the site is 4,000 yards outside the corporate limits of the county seat, which is Fort Dodge. But the IUB determined the site substantially complies with Iowa Code hearing requirements. Two Plymouth County communities of celebrations this weekend. Kingsley's August Fest began last night with the Smile Contest and the Little Miss Kingsley Contest. Today, there's an ice cream social at Mid-States Bank from late this morning through mid-afternoon. Tonight, there's a car show, a barbecue cook-off, a pie contest, and an outdoor movie to top off the day. A full slate of events and activities are planned for Saturday. In Hinton, their annual Summer Fest kicks off today with a golf tournament and a movie in the park. More events are slated for Saturday, including a 5K walk, a run, a kickball tournament, an adult bags tournament, topped off with a street dance and fireworks. Last weekend, showers dumped up to 7 inches of rain on parts of Iowa. Many areas stayed dry, but even with the scattered downpours, drought conditions persist over wide sections of the state. Angie Reek-Heinz, an Iowa State University field agronomist, says that's typical and is bringing a dramatic variation in crop conditions statewide.
Some areas get a lot of rain, some areas get adequate rain, some areas get no rain. And so there are fields that are obviously exhibiting drought stress, and then there are fields that look pretty good. It is highly erratic out there this year.
Reek-Heinz toured parts of northern Iowa to inspect crops and says the drought isn't keeping insects away from the fields. More than 60 of Iowa's 99 counties are in some form of drought. 13 northwest Iowa counties, including Plymouth County, are in severe or extreme drought. The Iowa State Fair opened for its 11-day run Thursday in Des Moines. This year's theme is Find Your Fun. Fair CEO Gary Slater says there are more than 60,000 entries and activities for everyone. Backers are anticipating a large turnout with the majority of the pandemic threat in the rearview mirror. The all-time record attendance was set in 2019 when more than 1,170,000 people walked onto the fairgrounds. Last year's attendance was just over 1.1 million. Attorneys representing Governor Kim Reynolds have taken the formal step of asking a district court to let a state law take effect that would ban most abortions in Iowa. The court had been asked to lift its injunction against the law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, that is generally around the sixth week of pregnancy. A statement from the governor's office indicates recent rulings from the U.S. and Iowa Supreme Courts provide a pathway to challenge the injunction and have the law go into effect. When Reynolds signed the so-called fetal heartbeat law 4 years ago, it was the toughest abortion law in the country. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.